connected. Upcountry's the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up today. Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. What a win for the Tigers today on a day where Virginia goes on the road and knocks off Louisville, a top 10 Tigers team here in a top 10 Duke team here in Little John, goes down to the Clemson Tigers, the biggest win of the Sean Poppy era. And of course, he is getting some attaboys all around down there on the floor. We're going to go to him here in just a second for a post-game chat. Again, everybody's getting ready to honor the seniors, so nobody's leaving. I mean, nobody. This is incredible here. What we're seeing from the Tigers and their fans, nobody's leaving before they hear from Sean Poppy courtside. Coach, take us through it, man. What's going on in your mind as your team is whittling this lead down and pounding away at it in the fourth quarter?
Oh, man, I can't be put it really into words. What a fight, what a team performance. It just found a way. I'm so, so proud of them. It's an unbelievable group. I've been saying it all year and felt like they were due for one, and they found a way today. And to be on senior night last time in Little John, everyone that showed out here, thank you. It means the world to us. So to get across the hump, super, super proud.
Coach, talk us through your emotions after the game-winning shot from Hannah. You talked a couple weeks ago about an emotional moment y'all shared in your office, and for her to have the fruits of her labor pay off with her hard work to hit that game-winning three. How did that feel for you on the sidelines?
I tell you what, I mean, we were talking in the timeout before, watch for a hammer screen, and we get hit by it, and they come up with a huge shot. But I tell you, this is that bye week. We've had to look in the mirror. We've not executed down the stretch very well to get good looks. And some stuff that we were able to practice this week, you know, she'd been making everyone in practice. So I went right back to her, and it was unbelievable execution. And then to make a shot on top of it, one that she'll never forget, I'm sure.
3,218 in the building today. There's a lot riding on this game. There's a lot of momentum you can gain. For your team to seize this opportunity for your NCAA tournament future, for what it means in the ACC, and for what it means for your fans, it's got to be an awesome feeling as a coach to know that you did it. You rose up in this moment.
Yeah, it's it's a program-changing win. Top 10 win for this group. We felt like if we could find a way today to pull one out, that it put a stamp on us to get in the NCAA tournament while we still have games to play, right? And so, candidly, we feel like we haven't really gotten beat by anybody. We beat ourselves. And we just, if we could clean up a few things, that this is one we could get over the hump. So I think that if we're not an NCAA tournament team after that, then I don't know who does the selection stuff. So we've also put ourselves in a great position, as you think, for the ACC tournament, again, with a really important West Coast swing here coming up this week.
Coach, talk about the next man up mentality early in the game. D picks up two quick fouls, Hads rolls her ankle. You know, Mo Lee goes for a season high in one quarter, and then Holland Harris continues to provide quality minutes for the second straight game. What does that say about the depth of this group and how hard everybody's working behind closed doors each and every day?
I just gave Mo Lee a huge hug. I mean, she could have gave in a long time ago, right? She hasn't quite had a year that maybe she's wanted, but she's an unbelievable kid. I think that shows her character. In the 16 minutes she played tonight, we don't win without her. But it's kind of, again, it's this way this group has been all year. It's why I say they're special. They just want us to win. And, you know, if it's not their night, they're hoping somebody else is. And that's a lot of fun to be a part of.
You got two seniors in Mia and Dee. I know you had to be kicking yourself. Dee gets the two early fouls. She's got to come out. She plays 21 minutes. She goes 5 of 6 from the line. And just the big plays and big shots that Mia was able to hit in the critical moments.
Today. Yeah, I mean, Mia plays 35 minutes. She didn't practice all week. I think that shows a lot of toughness. Same thing with Dee, not in the practice sense, but, you know, getting early fouls, it's easy to check out. The good news is she had a lot of legs left for the second half, and it was much needed. I thought she finished really well, quick, strong, and gave us that presence, right, that inside out, and kept them off balance.
Senior ceremony does not suck after wins like that. Go and do that. Thanks, Coach Poppy. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And, again, everyone is here and is sticking around. It means the world to you guys came. Continue to stick around as we're celebrating some awesome, awesome kids that are going to represent this university for a long time ahead. Go Tigers.
Poppy, thanks for the time. That's head coach Sean Poppy. Our postgame chat brought to you by UpCountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics.